Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? Oh, it is so nice to record again. I finally have my setup ready, so I was able to come through and record something for this week. I'm not like fully settled, but I'm almost there. I've finally got a bed, which is insane that it took me a week, but it's all good. But yeah, traveling across the country really does a number on you. You do need a little bit longer of a respawn time, if you will. But it's been insane and amazing and awesome. I really, really enjoy Fort Collins, Colorado so far. I am so super excited to really get to know the city, get to meet new people, start school in January. So I am very, very excited. And hopefully, you know, my plant journey continues through this entire experience that I just went through. It took me about 3 days in total. So I left on the 2nd of November from New York. My first stop was in Indiana. That's where I met up with my roommate, because my roommate is a friend of mine actually from high school who was living on Long Island at the time, found out that I was moving to Colorado and wanted to come with and be my roommate. So I was like, obviously, I've known him since 10th grade, one of my really good friends. So I was really, really excited that he wanted to come. So met up in Indiana, then drove through and stopped in Lincoln, Nebraska, and then drove through Nebraska, which was painful. Oh my God, Nebraska was an awful state to drive through. God. Ooh. And then eventually on the 4th, made it to our apartment in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I am loving every minute of it so far. It's insane, just like riding my bike or driving around or walking around and like looking down a street that goes west and all you see are mountains. It's amazing. The new setup here that I have right now, I am in our office space. It's a little empty, so you might hear some echoey stuff like that. You also might hear the cats like you've heard in the past. I'm also on a kind of a busy road, so you may hear cars passing by, but you know, as Cola Be Talking from Black in the Garden likes to say, it's real life. It's part of it. So we're just going to keep going with it. But it was really weird not recording for such a long time. It's been a month, you know? The last couple of weeks of me being in New York was really, really insane. The weekend before Halloween, we had our big event at work. My previous work when I was at the nature center. Oh, so sad. But it was our Enchanted Beaver Lake. So we carve like 500 pumpkins, and it's a few hours in the night. So I was working a lot of overtime during the day. So I really didn't have much time to record anything. And the week after that, so I stopped working on the 25th at the nature center, and then on the weekend of Halloween was my last shift at the bar, and obviously it's a queer bar, Halloween, it's a big deal. So it was insane, but you know, I made real good money for the trip, so I was very, very happy, and very, very happy that I got to spend some last moments with my coworkers at the bar. I was incredibly, incredibly sad to leave them, and yeah, oh, it was rough. But then I packed everything up, and my coworkers at the bar actually came to my house and helped me pack up my U-Haul, which is great. And they helped me pack up my plants. So with that, let's talk about part one of moving across the country with plants. How I basically set up my plants to try and give them their best chance, basically. So the way that I moved, I had a U-Haul truck. And then my car was on a trailer, and I pulled it. Mind you, this was my first time pulling anything that big, so it was quite the experience. I got it down pretty well, I think, by me getting up here. But yeah, no, it worked out really, really well. The cats stayed in the car the entire time, and with the plants. I tried to put up a barrier, but that didn't really work out so well. But leading up to actually the physical move, I want to say like 4 days or 5 days prior, just in case, probably around 4 days, I made sure that all the plants were well watered. I brought them into the sink and I just let water run right through them, make sure the entire thing was saturated. So by the time I was going to put them into the vehicles, basically they were light enough that they weren't really, really heavy, but they were still moist enough that they were going to make it through the drive without me needing to water them, basically. And so I made sure that things were pruned if they needed to be pruned. I also made sure to get rid of any plants that I felt like I could find easily when I got to Colorado. Now, some of my harder to find things or things that really meant a lot to me, I made sure that I did my best to keep them if I was going to give a plant away. But I was like, I kind of want some of it still. I took cuttings, took clippings, and the drive actually was a perfect way. So I basically clipped and cut whatever a few days before I left. And then the drive over basically gave enough time for them to callus over appropriately. And then I was able to put them in water and let them root. So that actually helped a lot. So placing them into the vehicles, some of my more precious prized plants, if you will, I put into the U-Haul with me. So I drove the U-Haul alone. I didn't have anybody in there with me. It was a little rough at first, but my body kind of got used to it. But like, say my Alocasia cuprea, my Anthurium clarinervium, my Aglaonema Silver Bay. Those were in the cab of the U-Haul with me, and of course a few other things. And then the rest of my plants were in my car that was being towed. Now, when you are packing up plants, the container that you pack them in with is incredibly, incredibly important. I recommend something with straight sides. I know some people use regular bins or whatnot. However, the only issue with that is that they curve, so you can't pack in plants as much as you would be able to. And the nice thing about being able to pack in plants is that if you are able to basically butt them right next to each other, it limits the amount of movement in the plants, and which then limits the amount of tipping over. Now, that didn't necessarily happen the best way possible, but you know, it sufficed. It was fine. And so I packed them in the front seats as well as the floor of the front seat of my car, which was a good move, I think. And then same thing with the U-Haul. I packed one on the seat and on the ground. I tried to pack up as much as possible without like hurting anything. Now, my biggest mistake was not creating a bigger barrier because my cats basically climbed over the little barrier that I had and were sitting in some of my plants. So far, I haven't had any plants that died from the move. But I think the addition of the cats didn't help at all. But I checked on them every single day, every single time we stopped. Everything was doing fine. The cats were doing okay. I didn't see anything like being eaten or whatnot, but some things got squashed. But I sort of expected that with the cats, so I was like, whatever, it's fine. But leaving them, my first initial idea was to put the plants in the U-Haul truck area, like the box. And I was a little apprehensive about that because, it doesn't get any heat inside the box, right? And two, there's no light And so, which would have been fine, because if you think about plants being shipped, a lot of them do okay in dark containers for a few days. And so that was sort of where my thinking was, but I was worried about more of the cold. Now, some of my plants did get cold damage as I was driving them through because it was dipping into the high 20s. But the nice thing about putting them in the car, especially if you're like me and have remote start, I was able to start the car every single time I stopped. I didn't leave it running while I was driving with it, but when we stopped, say to go to the bathroom or have food, I would start the car and let it heat up, basically. So I was able to control the temperature to a degree. My original plan was to try and get heat packs, but I didn't want to have to bother with that and whatnot. So I put them in my car and turned on the car, and it was able to basically heat the car up a little bit. And with how packed they were, and especially with the sun coming in, it stayed relatively warm in the vehicle. Not warm enough, in my opinion, but warm-ish, you know. Enough that it wouldn't necessarily outright kill the plant or have them freeze. Overnight made me a little nervous, but I think that's where some of the plants got a little bit of the cold damage, was because of the overnights. But, you know, you had to deal with it. But it was nice having them in the car or in the cab, because then you get the actual sunlight coming in. And so they were still able to produce food, they were still able to transpire properly, and all that fun stuff. And I didn't have to worry about leaving the windows open because I had so many plants in there that with the cats, and you know, just thinking about the air cycling and everything like that, at least the cats had fresh supplies of air and oxygen from the plants. And obviously, opening the door to check on them, that also helped a lot. But with the cats obviously respiring carbon dioxide, and then the plants taking that in and releasing oxygen, it sort of created a little bit of a ecosystem in the car itself. I did have to worry a little bit about direct sunlight while I was driving, especially in the afternoon, because if you think about it, I'm heading west. So as I was driving and we were getting later in the day, the sun was coming right through. Thankfully, like, it wasn't too bad, and you know, we're going into winter, so the amount of light is sort of decreasing because of winter. But then again, I'm following the sunset. So, but a lot of my plants did okay with the direct sunlight for maybe 4 or 5 hours as we were driving. So that was fine for me. Didn't have to worry about it too much. But the biggest things I was mostly worried about was them making it through without any extra waterings, as well as the cats. But thankfully, as we drove through, everything was good. Nothing happened with the cats and the plants, thankfully, other than being sat on. Some did tip over, but I sort of expected that. Those were the ones on the ground, thankfully, so it was easy enough to just take the mat out and dump the excess soil, so it was fine. All right. So, talked a little bit about the preparation and the drive. Next week, we're going to discuss basically what I'm doing to help the plants out a little bit, transition into a new home, transition into a new space, and sort of an update on how the plants themselves are doing. So, we'll talk about that next week. So, if you want to connect or anything like that, feel free to follow me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast. Or you can send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You can also head to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the show. You can also buy merch, which you'll find in the show notes or in the link tree in the bio of my Instagram. So that's it for this week. Hope to share more with you next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.